You got to make a decision today. Some folks say, yeah, I'm making him Lord of my life. But they're not in the game to win. They never intended to win. It was all a play. But this is time out for playing.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
By his stripes, we are healed. Healing is victory. Healing has that's the restoration, the qualities of a winner. I have been restored. I am now in the victory circle. I have surpassed or in the place that God wants me to be in. But guess what, church? Like I said earlier, you've got to have the spirit of what God is doing. I thank God for every one of you that have come to church this morning, today. But you can come to church but not have the spirit of what God is trying to do and why he brings you to church. Don't get caught up in form and fashion and in tradition, but know that when you come to church, you come for deliverance and you come for help and you come that God can bring you out. Change, Lord. Change, Jesus. I was burdened down with the death of my good friend, Pastor Flanagan. And I was carried until last night the Lord corrected me. He said, son, you've got to let that go. Because some things we don't want to let go. You've got to live now. You've got a victory path that you've got to walk. And some things I realized after God spoke to me, son, let it go. Because I realized there are some things we just don't want to let go. You don't want the victory. You don't want to let it go. Let it go and get the victory. That was for me. But I had to move on past that. And how many months has that been? Since last September. But I was grieving. I was hurting. I was going through changes. And such is all of us sometimes. We're grieving. We're hurting. We're going through changes. But we've got to let some things go. And stop giving the Lord Jesus Christ excuses why we can't move forward. Does it sound like you're in the game to win? A Jesus without excuses. Does it sound like you're in the game to win? We hustled and we prayed at 6 a.m. when we were college students, 18, 19, and 20 years old. We prayed. You want to know how in the world can college students get caught up, so caught up in Jesus that they put him first in everything? And I told the ministers, we've got to start working and fighting like we want God to keep him first. We took on that mind at 18 and 19, 20. So all of you that are around that age and you offer excuses why you can't pray and why you can't seek the Lord, I think you are full of yourself. And you don't want to. You're not trying hard enough. You're not putting forth the effort. You say, how do you know? You're not God, but guess what? I know a fake. And I know when you're trying to say, yeah, I'm trying, but I know it because I lived it and I've walked it that way, and God had to deliver me from being a liar. So you normally know when one is faking. And you know when one is really trying because you can see the fruit of that life. I'm not judging. You can see the fruit. You can look at the tree and see the fruit. But if there's no fruit on the tree, you become nothing but leaves. nothing but leaves. You don't need any barren season. That's why he cursed the fig tree. I mean, he was, you need to start bearing some fruit. And stop giving all of these excuses why you cannot get through. I used to pretend too until I accepted my name. A Jesus without excuses. We're in the boat. We're in the boat, church. Are we going to continue offering excuses? Or are we going to say to our situations, be still? Be still. Be still. A child of God, trust me, when you seek the face of God with all your heart, there is no disappointment.